Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Veterans Connect Radio. This is a spotlight episode, episode number 10. Thank you so much for joining in and tuning in and joining us on air. I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson, alongside co-host Brandon Skoldick. How are you, Brandon?
I'm good, Mr. Ryan. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Yeah. Another Monday, magnificent Monday here. And another episode of Veterans. Can you believe it's episode 10?
Number 10. Yeah, I know. It's awesome. We've been doing this for 5 months now or six or whatever it works.
Yeah, 5 months.
5 months.
Featured a lot of veterans here in Atlanta and a lot of veteran-owned businesses and looking for, you know, Atlanta is quickly becoming a veteran destination city.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And, whether you did
a lot
business.
Of good resources here.
Yep.
Like money's here.
Yeah.
Opportunities here.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
And great opportunity for you to check us out on Facebook, Veterans Connect Radio. Also check us out on Twitter at Vet Connect Radio. Interact with us there. It's a great place for you to see photos of the in-studio guests and get a little more detailed information about all of our in-studio guests. So let's go around the room, introduce everyone today. First, let's say hello to Scott Bach. How are you, Scott?
Hey, Red Hawk, I'm great.
All right. Thank you for joining us today. You're with Instant Imprints.
Yes, sir. Instant Imprints is a, we're in the visibility business. We do branded materials, signs, banners, embroidered shirts, corporate wear, custom t-shirts, promotional products, anything to promote business. Basically, our customers come to us when they want to be seen by their customers.
And you are a retired Navy chief.
No. That must be someone else at the table.
Oh.
I'm actually, I was a junior officer. I was a submarine officer in the Navy.
Okay.
I was in the Navy.
So you were in the Navy.
That part. Yeah, that's exactly it. My background, actually, I enlisted initially back in 1982. Spent December of 82 at Great Lakes, Illinois, freezing my tail off, among other parts. But went through in the nuclear power program. Submarines, ended up getting a ROTC scholarship and going back into college to finish my degree, came back as an officer, and then served aboard a new construction submarine as a pre-commissioning crew, and then did a tour of submarine school as an instructor, and then I separated in 95. So,
And here we are. We'll get a little more of your backstory and how that military service intertwined into your current adventure, but let's also say hello to a face and a friend not unfamiliar to the network, Mr. Alan Urich. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. And you are a Vietnam veteran.
I was during that era.
Yeah, during the era.
I never went over to Vietnam, but what I did was I took care of the guys that came back that were napalmed.
Burn victims
in the Fort Sam Houston.
Wow. Yeah. And then you here in the Atlanta area, how long have you been in Atlanta?
About 33 years now. My wife and I have been married 47 years. We have two children and three grandchildren, which I'm most proud of. Recently moved to Canton Street in Roswell.
Nice.
That area.
Yeah, it's a beautiful downtown area there in Canton, downtown. But you're also at Stony River Capital. That's your main endeavor right there.
Right. We're a group of investors. We're angel investors. I like to grow companies and sell them off. I like start as what I call fruit stands and grow them into factories. And once they become a factory, I'm bored to death. I need another fruit stand. You know, just something very simple.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk to you more about that, how a veteran out there could reach out for your services or connect with you professionally to get some information about those you're offering. But let's also welcome to the program two returning gentlemen, Mr. Andy Wickman and Andrew Hurst. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Warrior Outdoors. Tell folks what you're all doing for veterans.
Warrior Outdoors is a nonprofit organization where we're taking veterans and first responders on a variety of different outdoor related activities. Anything from the hunting, fishing, hiking, camping, boating, skydiving, and anything else in the extreme sports arena. So we take them out, we get them active, we get them interacting with one another and rebuilding some of that camaraderie. And our focus is post-traumatic stress as well as traumatic brain injury.
Nice. Extreme sports, Brandon. That's right up your alley.
Yes, it is. You know, this weekend I did a lot of extreme sports from my couch. Right? I even made it out to Marietta Square.
Okay.
I had dinner.
Nice.
So that was pretty intense.
Well, then.
I had to walk from the parking lot
Warrior
to
indoors
the restaurant.
Over here.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. All right. And Andy, you did not serve, but you are passionate about helping veterans. Tell us why you're so passionate.
I had a cousin of mine who joined the Marines straight out of college. And As a matter of fact, when he came back, he was one of those who came back with PTS. And so as a result, I had always had a drive to do something. And so when the opportunity presented itself, I more or less picked up the ball and immediately started running with it. And he is actually, that same cousin is actually now the vice president of our organization.
Oh, he came on board. Wow, that's fantastic. And Andrew, you did serve in the Army.
Yeah, I did.
Yep.
And 12 years active duty.
12 years active duty. What was your MOS?
So I was airborne infantry for the first 8 years and then transitioned over to the criminal investigation division for the last four. So, you know, I definitely understand the, you know, the PTSD issues, you know, and what these guys are going through, you know, having, you know, experienced all the same stuff myself, you know, and still working through a lot of those issues.
Yeah.
You know, who better to, you know, to be able to, you know, to help our brothers and sisters in arms, as well as first responders, because I know, you know, both of those very, very, very intimately. You know, so I'm extremely passionate about, you know, helping other veterans, you know, whether it be, you know, something over the last few days, we've had a, you know, a lot of what we call buddy in distress. You know, I'm sure, you know, most of the folks that are listening are very familiar with, you know, 22 a day. You know, we lose about 22 service members a day to various PTSD, depression, all kinds of issues, you know, stemming from those, whether it be drug overdose or suicide or accidents because of, you know, a lot of those thrill-seeking, you know, adventures that, you know, that they're trying to, you know, to fill that void with, which is where we kind of step into that. But over the last few days, we've had quite a few folks that, you know, we've had to, you know, reach out to, you know, local law enforcement across the country to have them put up bolos, trying to, you know, to locate somebody that's suicidal or, you know, they had, you know, gotten kicked out of their home or whatever the case may be, you know, that that person is, you know, in some kind of distress, you know, and we're, you know, organizing people across the country to, you know, try to help those folks in addition to, you know, a lot of the outdoor stuff that we do. To, you know, like what Andy was just saying about, you know, building that, you know, that camaraderie back up and getting those folks involved, you know, so that, you know, they don't become part of one of those statistics.
That's great. And it's good to know that the resources are out there, not only for the outdoors, but if you just need help, sounds like Andrew's a guy you can kind of reach out to and just
Absolutely.
Be friends with, and he'll help you out.
24 hours a day.
That's good. And that's part of what makes Atlanta such a great community. We are a big city of a lot of little communities coming together, but the veteran thing, Brandon, brings us all together, doesn't it?
Well, it absolutely does. We come from all walks of life, all different types of industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
All different hobbies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we come together, we get in this room, and we start to connect, and we start to make a difference for not only ourselves, but for the people that are coming after us. Right.
Yeah. And they definitely need a lot of resources. As we don't want to kind of, as before going on air, and Alan had mentioned he was from the Vietnam era as well, but there was a time in this country that wasn't proud to be a soldier.
Right.
And we don't want that way anymore. We want
absolutely not.
We want others to reach out, other veterans, other civilians, to let them know that we support them.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We need that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I came back, you didn't put it on your resume. You didn't put it on anything that you did. You didn't even say it because, number one, you couldn't get a job. And number two, you just didn't want to be spit on. It was awful time.
It was an unfortunate stigmatism.
Well, it was an awful war, but that has nothing to do with it. You know, the thing, it was a stigmatism.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad, and I fought that for the rest of my life. You know,
yeah, well, I'm you glad know, you so that championed that cause.
We should be proud of our military and
Absolutely.
What they're doing to keep us safe.
Yep. And so you came back or were out of the Army. What era? When did you get out?
I was in Army Reserves.
Okay.
And I got out in 76. I went in as a medic with a friend of mine, George Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And we both went in Fort Polk and then Fort Sam Houston and just took care of the guys as they were coming back after being napalmed.
Yeah.
In Vietnam.
And then and you began to see that there was not enough services for veterans out there, organizations, not enough sharing of information. And you began to collect this information yourself.
Well, that's right. And one of the things I did was I went to the VA hospital, and one of my former jobs was I ran a hospital. And so I understand some of the things and the systems and processes. And I went there and I saw that some of the processes could be improved. Let's say, I'll be nice about it.
You don't have to be.
Yeah. No, but I will be.
Yeah.
You know, And one of the things I did was that I started putting together a list, and I've got about 66 on it. And any of the listeners on the radio show that want to send me some additional ones that probably aren't on that list, and I hope you post it or whatever. You know, I'm willing to give it to anyone. I just want people to be supported.
Yeah, if there's a digital link to this, because this is 5 pages, like you said, of 60-plus Atlanta organizations that are helping veterans in one way or another, from, you know, furniture to veterans affairs to, you know, whatever you may need, this is a great resource. So if you can provide a digital link to that, we'd be happy to put it on our website later, veteransconnectradio.com.
That'd be great.
All right. Very good. And Scott, for you, did you immediately get in? You're an entrepreneur now, right? You've got this Instant Imprints business. You're a master franchisee. Were you always in this space, or did you do some corporate time?
No, actually, as I left the service, many of my colleagues were leaving to go to corporate jobs, and not knowing any better, I did the same thing. I worked in, started out with, in the paper industry, worked in materials management for a large Fortune 100 paper company for many years. Then I ended up with automotive, worked my way up in operations to be a general manager of a plant. And I went to, along the way, I went back and got my MBA. anyway, so several corporate jobs, different industries. I eventually went to a not-for-profit. I went to a private college, and I became the CFO there for about 8 years. And then I went back into manufacturing and worked in an ingredients company. So very diverse background.
Exciting, too.
But go ahead.
How old are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, older than I look, or maybe I just don't stay in a job long enough. Yeah. I don't know.
Shocking.
But, yeah, it's a blessing and a curse, because no one can really say, okay, you're an accountant, or you're an operations guy, or you're a whatever. They can't put me in a box, which is what I like.
As an entrepreneur, you got to be everything.
Yep, that's true. So it seems that all that experience kind of culminated into this opportunity that you're into now, right?
You're right on. I've always wanted to run my own business. In fact, if I'd have known a little more, I probably would have done that when I left the service, in some fashion anyway. I learned a lot through the corporate and made a lot of contacts through my corporate experience, but the opportunity finally presented itself, and I said, hey, it's now or never. It's time to do it.
All right. And how long has it been around? Instant Imprints?
Yeah, Instant Imprints actually was formed back in 2002.
Okay.
It's a franchise. Okay. There are 50 operating units in U.S. and Canada right now.
Oh, wow.
I am the master the area franchisee for Georgia and North Florida, the Panhandle, and over to Jacksonville and down to
Savannah?
No.
Valdosta?
Yeah, just south of Jacksonville. And
someplace down there,
yeah. St. Augustine. Sorry, my brain.
That's all right.
St. Augustine. Anyway, and so I also have my own store. It's opening in Smyrna.
Okay.
On Highlands Parkway.
And actually, brick and mortar store?
A brick and mortar store, yep. And
that's exciting.
And so we have manufacturing. It's kind of a neat little business. We do our manufacturing. A lot of it's done on site, but we have a very self-contained unit. And there's 4 here in Atlanta, actually, operating around the Atlanta area. One's in Lawrenceville. One's in Roswell. We have one out in Carrollton, and then one up in Oakwood.
Really?
So
yeah, the only place I've been to that you named was Roswell. I didn't even know any of those other places were in Georgia.
Yeah, I've seen the one in up in Lawrenceville.
You have?
Yeah.
And are other veterans involved with this franchise?
We do have a few throughout the system. In fact, our chief operations officer is a former Canadian Navy veteran.
That's very interesting. How is that? Is there any kind of, you guys give each other grief ever? Or?
Absolutely. Yeah. I said, if the ship goes down, he can kind of wade to shore. I don't know how much blue water
is in Canada.
They
right.
Really
yeah.
Are, yeah.
But, that's funny.
Anyway, so, but it's a really, I think it's a really good opportunity for anyone. You don't have to have business experience. You know, when I left the service, I thought I had to know about business before I could really run my own business. And I think Alan, you've probably seen this with startups that you've worked with. I'm guessing that they have a great idea, but maybe not the business acumen they need.
Absolutely. You know, and they don't understand about the business, and they don't understand that businesses make money, you know, products don't.
Exactly.
You know, so you've got to really focus on the business.
Yeah. So one of the things about franchising, I know you had a Phil Cuban on in a previous show.
He was on our last episode, FranNet.
And he talked about all the thousands of franchise businesses out there. The great thing about that is they provide the business model and the business acumen and the support structure at the corporate level to do marketing and how to give you those things that if you're starting out with a great idea, you may not have all that together just yet.
So. Right.
And as a veteran, that's a great opportunity because it's a plug and play. You just read the owner's manual, get out there and start executing just the way you did when you were in the service.
Is that how you feel about the franchise, World for a Veteran?
It is. Our particular model requires a few more resources because we are brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. So there's a store that is fine and needs to be built out and financed, equipped, and,
right.
and then operated. So depending on what resources are available, it's a great opportunity for anybody. But veterans, because I would hire a veteran any day. In fact, I have a couple of positions open that I'm going to be hiring, actually.
Yeah. Tell us about that. Yeah. Who are you looking for? What type of individual?
Well, for my store, I'm really looking for an operations manager. So I would say it'd be someone who's probably fairly junior, but out of the service.
Right.
You know, you can follow direction, but you can still think on your feet and do your own and react to the situation and make judgments. Not afraid to make a decision.
No, that's good.
What goes on. So.
And that's for your Smyrna store?
Yeah. Operations manager. So definitely hiring veterans is a great way to go. And then finding other veterans to run their franchise is a great way to go. And where do you see this growing for you as you begin to kind of build out your empire here?
Well, the goals for Georgia eventually are to have about 70 stores throughout Georgia. 70 and about 20 more through the North Florida Panhandle area.
So close to 100 stores. And when do you hope to accomplish this by?
Well, my aspirations are over the next 10 years to build out about 60 of those overall. So it just takes time. And then what we do is I help find qualified individuals and help them through their decision-making process, talking to other franchisees, understanding the business, seeing what the resources are, seeing if they're a fit. They may or may not be a fit. And if they're not, we really don't want them to join the system. Mm. So we have them talk to others. And if they relate to some of the successful franchisees we have, then and it works for them, we get them on board. And then ongoing business, what I do is I'm a consultant. So I help them with they're not just on their own once they start out.
Right.
We help them manage their business. I think one of the challenges that many people get into when they start in business, again, I'm going to look to Alan here on my left, but they do something because they love it and they like to do it. It's a great hobby, but really being a business is different.
You've got to have the passion. You know, I like people that have the passion. One of the things I did want to talk to about is that most people think when they think of franchises, they think of food.
Yeah.
And most of them are not food. I don't know how many, like 20% are food. The rest of them are things like that, instant imprints, things like that.
Yeah. One of the key things that I found, our franchises have found, and it varies on what people's interests are, has to do with lifestyle. What is it you want to accomplish? So typically in the food business, you have evenings and weekends, it's very intense hours and work in our particular model.
But rewarding. Action.
It is rewarding, definitely. It's, again, what you're looking for. And our business typically is like 9 to 6 Monday through Friday. So weekends are off and evenings. Mm-hmm. And so, and being another thing, good thing about being an independent business owner versus any kind of a business versus working for the man, as I used to say, is that you do have the freedom to set your hours and run your business as you see fit. And of course, there's pros and cons to that, and you have to be aware of those, but of how you run the business to be successful. But you do have that flexibility and that empowerment, so it's great.
And Alan, any advice you would give to a young veteran out there, or seasoned veteran who may be thinking about hanging their own shingle? What's some of those first steps from your perspective they should do?
Oh, I think they need to surround themselves with a good team. I think there's 5 stages of company's growth. I'm not going to go through them all, but you can get an idea. But ideas don't make money. You know, you understand that there's a business behind it that you can get that you can make some money on, and then go and find out who your customer is and see if there's value to the customer. The question, when I do investments, I always ask 3 questions. The first question is, what's the problem? The second question is, what's different and better about what you're doing, not using service, price, or quality? And the third thing is, why does it matter? All of us see a lot of things that are different and better, but so what? It doesn't make any difference, and we're not going to spend our hard-earned money for it.
So you want something that's going to make a difference.
That makes a difference, and people would say, hey, I've got to have that, because that's going to make my life so much easier, whether it's personal or whether it's something else.
But see, that sounds like a little bit of a, if you're a business-to-consumer type situation. If you're a B2B, it doesn't matter, kind of, does it or does
it? Well, it has to matter to the other business that you're doing, and concentrate on customers. I mentor a lot of Atlanta Tech Village. And one of the things is get some customers, get customers out there, because they're the ones that make that pay.
Right. You got to get some customers.
Got to get some money in
right,
there.
Right. So over to Andy and Andrew, you guys, you had a great idea. You knew there was a need, Warrior Outdoors, but it's a business at the end of the day, but it's a nonprofit business. So you still got to generate income. What were some of those early challenges y'all experienced when kind of upstart this thing?
Business is business. You know, I mean, the bottom line is nonprofit. All that means is we don't redistribute the profits exactly. At the end of the day. You know, I mean, we still have overheads. We still have payroll. We have, you know, costs, things that we have to meet. And, you know, like Alan said, trying to find that unique aspect that is going to make that difference somewhere else. That's one of the main things that we've been finding. Obstacles, basic business is always going to have the same similar obstacles, you know, finding the right people, putting the right team into place, implementing the concept or idea that the originators have and making it become a reality. So it's not ideas that make the money, it's the action that makes the money, and you've got to take that action. And so one of the things that makes us unique and has the specific reach is that we're developing the television program, and our television program, in itself is its own form of advertising, but it brings a specific awareness to the issues that are being plagued through all of the military. And we're not going to showcase Warrior Outdoors only with our program. As a matter of fact, our program is going to be developed around a variety of other veteran-related programs as well. There's so many veteran organizations out there, and the needs are so great, but the reach is so small for so many of those. So we have the wherewithal to be able to put the program together and then showcase those other organizations. We just started talking with the Warrior Foundation, and we are working to put a program together with them where we will be giving away 6 houses through them on the television show to the deserving veterans. So by showcasing them and their program, what they're doing, and utilizing us in our TV show, we have the ability to impact a much larger audience than a lot of other things. And with us being a nonprofit organization, businesses that are looking for advertisements or tax deductible scenarios, because we're a nonprofit, if your business model is such that you need the advertising dollars, you can utilize them that way. Or if you need the tax deductible dollars, because you can advertise within us and our program, then you have the ability to write it off on your taxes as well. So it offers 2 different variables, which makes it very attractive to a variety of different businesses to help support our program.
And overall, making a difference.
Yeah, overall,
back to Alan saying a moment ago that it makes a difference.
That's it. Reaching enough people.
And that's certainly very, very important. You probably see it on a daily basis.
We do.
Just on the weekends when you do a hunt or a venture, but, you know, hearing stories all throughout the day. Would you find that to be true?
Absolutely. You know, the reach of this whole thing is, it's snowballing already. The TV show, yes, it's, you know, it's a huge, huge, huge marketing thing. And it's going to be able to push that message even further. But even at the user level, for example, last night, I heard sirens and I saw red lights flashing through my neighborhood. And it's like, oh, good grief. What's going on? Took a look down the street and it was fire department out there doing a medical assist. Mm-hmm. So I went and talked to one of the ambulance crew members. I guess he was doing some kind of training stuff for some of their junior folks. He's an old coastie. He'd been working with I think Lawrenceville Fire for many, many, many years. And so I sat and just kind of talked to him for a little while. But it's not just military members that we're dealing with here. It's also the first responders, because these guys deal with the exact same stuff mm-hmm. that many service members do. A lot of those same stressors from dealing with not being able to save somebody's life, or he was talking a lot about all the different funerals that he'd been to over the years for folks lost in the line of duty. So a lot of these guys have the very same issues, but we're able to, just out on the street, chance meetings, make those contacts, And, you know, since about 11 o'clock last night, I've gotten a whole bunch of different messages through through Facebook.
All right.
From him and a bunch of the other folks on his team and some of the guys that they were talking to about this stuff. And it's like, holy cow, this is, you know, this is pretty, pretty impressive just from one little chance meeting. Mm-hmm. But from, you know, from a bigger picture, kind of corporate level, you know, kind of looking down, there's a lot of, you know, similarities between, you know, between a nonprofit and, and a for-profit. A lot of those, exactly. You know, I mean, it's, you know, it basically, the structure is the same. The mission is the same. There's just a little different, transparency level.
Yeah, I ran a nonprofit called St. Vincent de Paul here in town.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Significantly.
Yeah, I'm very familiar
and
with that.
And I use the business, mm-hmm. Practices in there because you've got to, in anything you do like that, you need the business.
Yeah. And you'd mentioned earlier, an idea doesn't make you any money.
No.
It's the business itself.
It's the execution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can have, all kinds of great ideas all day long, but being able to, to put together that team and actually get the ball rolling and put that into practice and make it happen is where that's the real moneymaker. In our case, it's being able to, to help more people, get more folks out doing stuff. The more money that we can, that we can raise ourselves and bring into the picture, the more services that we can provide to those folks in need.
We're franchising like you.
Exactly.
We're franchising. We're building chapters all throughout the United States. And
sure.
That's basically what Warrior Outdoors program is the more chapters we develop across the states, the more people we have the potential to reach. And therefore, so it's following the same business model as franchising.
Yeah. So you're looking for other veterans, other places.
Always.
Right, to make a difference, looking for other veterans who who have that dream to be an entrepreneur, although it may not blossom till later in life, like Scott. Some of them come right out of the service and want to go right into their own thing. And this is a great way to make a difference, be in business for yourself, and give back all along the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. And so what's next for Warrior Outdoors? What's on the horizon for you guys?
We've got a fairly large fundraiser. We're working with Texas United for Freedom and Lone Survivor. We have a Cooking for Courage. So that is November 10th, 11th, and 12th. We've got several music artists coming out. Since the last time we were on your show, we have a 19-time world record holder for swimming. His name is Jim the Shark Dryer. He'll be out there. He'll be doing some speaking. He talks about a variety of different things about how to overcome the struggles that you encounter when shooting for such extreme goals. He actually travels the country on the speaking circuit. And as a matter of fact, if your company is interested in hiring him, please do, because half of everything that he does is donated back to Warrior Outdoors as a form of a fundraiser for us.
I'm kind of laughing over here just because that Cooking for Courage, I remember it took a lot of courage to eat some of that cooking.
You knocked your mic.
It took some time to really eat some of that stuff. I was a poor poke.
Cooking takes courage to cook. Right. Yeah. Yes.
But right, that event is it's gonna take place in Magnolia, Texas. So terrific. We'll be out there in Magnolia, and hopefully, if all comes together, we're going to be working with another group called Team Defiant, and they are putting together a paintball excursion about 20 miles down the road the exact same weekend, and they're going to have Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, right. Fox News, yes. Right. Yeah, he knows what's going on for sure.
He's potentially coming out to that. So I can't commit him yet, until we get the official word.
Well, when would people find out for sure? What's the website again so they can go stay up to date on what's going on?
WarriorOutdoors.org, or you can look us up on Facebook. That is the number one thing on our Facebook page currently right now is the Cooking for Courage. Of course, we're always available at 866-343-HERO. So if you ever want to reach out to us with that. And we also got a commitment from Scott Hartsock, the owner and driver of the monster truck Gunslinger.
Oh, right.
So he should also be available at that.
Right. You love monster trucks.
I do, actually.
Yeah, all right.
So, yeah, it was at Dixie Speedway.
Yes.
In Woodstock.
Nice.
I'm there every other week at least.
Right. Right. Nice. Well, good.
Very
good.
Cool.
So, yeah, stay tuned and updated for more with Warrior Outdoors and all the great events they're doing. And if a veteran out there wanted to get involved with a hunt or an adventure program or extreme sports, what's the best way to go about that?
Contact us, you know, either the 800 number, check us out on Facebook. You can message us directly on there. I mean, I'll get it on my phone.
Oh, you will?
Yep.
Comes right to your phone.
Yes, sir. Same thing with the 800 number. You know, 866-343-HERO. You can dial extension 700. That'll go directly to, you know, to my personal phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
You know, they're more than welcome to, you know, to email us, call us, write us, come out to an event. We're extremely flexible.
Yep.
You know, just with the, you know, the fluidity of, you know, the type of an operation that that we do, we have to remain very mobile, you know, just because of the, you know, the types of, you know, adventures that we, you know, take these guys on. You know, so, you know, a lot of our stuff is done mobily. So all that stuff gets forwarded straight to our cell phones. And, you know, it doesn't matter what time of day it is, I'll answer. So, you know, whether they want to get involved or
people want to volunteer or want to donate.
Absolutely. I get calls all the time where people are like, hey, you know, I heard about you guys, or I had a friend that went to one of your events, or hey, I found your Facebook page, whatever the case may be. How do I get involved? Mm-hmm. And I'm more than happy to talk to them about, you know, hey, you know, I need volunteers for this event, or, you know, they want to donate money, or they want to donate resources, whether it be, you know, vehicles or property or equipment. Mm-hmm. There's a whole lot of different things that people can do to, you know, to get involved with this whole thing. And, you know, any little bit that, you know, that people want to, you know, to do to make that kind of a difference, because it, you know, one, you know, they get that, you know, that warm and fuzzy good feeling inside that, you know, that they've done something good for somebody, you know, but the impact that makes on the people that actually go out on these excursions is, I mean, it is tremendous. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, that's why we're doing this.
That's good. No, and keep up the good work for sure. And continue to make Atlanta a destination city for veterans. You know, having an organization like Warrior Outdoors here and involved in the Metro Atlanta community. I mean, that's where Andy and I, we met at Vetlanta.
That's right.
At the Q2 Summit. He was out there, had his booth set up, and I thought, well, look at that, man. And so here we are, you know, and speaking of Atlanta, they got the Q3 Summit coming up August 11th over here at the UPS headquarters.
Yeah.
Got some big names coming out there.
And then they got the event at the end of the month here. But that's, I think it's already full, there's a waiting list.
Yeah, Vetlanta Lunch with Dakota Meyer, Medal of Honor recipient.
Yep.
And it's going to be July 28th out there at JWT headquarters, the advertising agencies, but yeah, I think that is full, but you can get on the waiting list.
Yes,
for sure.
I'm sure there'll be a few drop out between now and then.
Yeah, but we'll be out there.
Yes, we will
be. Maybe we can get an interview with Dakota Meyer. Yeah.
I think actually that occurred in Marja. And that's actually where I was my last deployment. That happened like a few months after I left. Literally.
So, in the same town over
same
there.
City, yeah.
Same
yeah,
city.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so his story is one that, you know, we encourage others to go out there and learn about for sure. And Alan, what's next for you? What's on the horizon? You keep adding to your list? Yeah, you got
more investments, just investing in young companies and helping them grow.
Let us any inside secrets on what's going on?
And all kinds of different things, you know, but I mentor Atlanta Tech Village and trying to set up as many vet organizations. Maybe there would be some. They're open to it.
Are there any veteran-owned businesses that you know of now down there at ATV?
Not that I know of, because they don't track them like that.
They don't.
Yeah, I should. You're absolutely right.
Right.
And you're going to get me going on.
Yeah, I want to find out, and I want to have them on the show. I want to see what their businesses are. I want to hear about their experiences, both in the military and out. And there should be a highlight of these young veterans or seasoned veterans, whoever's starting a business.
Yeah, even at the ATDC, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of incubators around here. Mm-hmm. We need to get a little bit more involved.
Yeah, no, Atlanta is a hotbed for a lot of startups. And mm-hmm. particularly, we want to find those veteran startups here on Veterans Connect Radio so we can show them a little love for sure. So if people want to find out more information about you, Alan, you know, Stony River Capital, or any other organization that you're involved with, how would they do so?
Oh, stonyrivercapital.com.
That's it.
You know, they can go right there and they can find out more about that.
Yeah. Are you going to be out there at the Q3 summit?
I plan to be.
Yeah.
Yes. I like, I love the last one. The last one was terrific.
It was.
You know, and that was my first one.
You know. And they said this one's going to be even more fun. We're expecting over 300 attendees this time.
Wow.
Right? So they grow. Yep. Yeah. And so that's great.
Is it going to be at the same?
It's going to be UPS headquarters. So right here.
Oh, it's right here.
Yeah, right around the corner. And again, that's August 11th. Q3 Summit for Vetlanta. Encourage you to get signed up. Go to vetlanta.org for more information about that event. And Scott, so what's next for you? And looking to open up another store real soon, right?
I am. The store will be open end of September. And I'm also working with several candidates on additional stores. We haven't gotten to the finish line yet on those, but in process. And new ones every day. More information at instantimprints.com. And there's a link at the top if you're interested in franchising. It says franchising opportunities. And there's a real quick web form there you can fill out, and I'll be in touch.
You would think that maybe Columbus, Georgia, or Savannah, you know, anyone, Augusta, military towns would be a perfect spot for an Instant Imprint.
Prime. In fact, I've been doing this now since the first of the year. And so what I'm trying to do is get in contact with, and I don't know, when I separated from the service, we had the Transition Assistance Program, TAP.
It's still there.
Still called that?
Yes.
Okay. And I want to get in touch with the TAP offices and all these bases and start to get plugged in that way, because I think it's a great opportunity for veterans.
And many of our listeners and fans and supporters know my story. Is I went out of the military right into a franchise, did 5 years, and it was great, but there was not a lot of resources in the beginning. Other veterans who have been down that road, or even business help like Alan offers in consulting and such, no one there to help. I just kind of had to figure it out all on my own. So it'd be a great opportunity to start connecting with those veterans before they even get out and let them know about these services.
Yeah, I think it's key to start thinking about, you know, for those of us that got out and didn't know exactly what we're here now, what do we do kind of situation. Thinking about before you get out, that's great. So it'd be a little time to get your head above out of the sand and look around and figure out what's going on in the world and then move forward. That's
right. Well, we encourage all our veterans out there to get connected with the gentleman on the program here today. And if you've got hopes and dreams of starting your own business or going back to school or a corporate job, you know, there's resources out there.
There's tons of resources. You just got to tap into it.
That's right. And that's what you do. You tap into it, right?
I do. Yeah. I do. I get involved with everything I can get involved with. Veterans have all kinds of resources out here, especially in the Atlanta area. And so you just got to do some Googling. And, you know, one thing that we've all kind of passively mentioned is that it's networking that gets us to this table. It's going and stepping out of your house and seeing something going on, walking down the street and connecting with somebody. And so we need to remember that as veterans, is that you're now a veteran. You've left the service. Now come and connect with us, because we're all here to help. We're all here to make the opportunities for you grow. So,
well said. Drop mic and cut the show right there. That was good for sure. But can get out there, get networking, get connected. People from all backgrounds, all generations, and even particularly those now that are just now separating.
Yeah,
you know, that are still young and got their whole lives ahead of them, and we want to help them as best way we can. So
absolutely. Yeah, but that's kind of a cool thing with you know, with our organization, is we've got you know, we've got Vietnam vets all the way to, you know, to folks that are you know, that are still, you know, still in uniform, you know, getting involved with the program. You know, whether it be to, you know, to go out on trips, or, you know, or just to help out. You know, it, and you know, like he was saying, I mean, it really does come down to, you know, to networking. You know, it's not so much about, you know, who you know right off the bat. It's, okay, how do I get to know, you know, that other person? You know, stepping outside of that comfort zone and, you know, stepping outside and just talking to somebody.
That's right.
You know, because that person, you know, then, you know, has other contacts.
It's also who knows you.
Oh, yeah, that too.
That's more important to me.
Yeah.
You know, because they get the referral to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and getting that, you know, that name and that branding out there, you know, and making people aware of it and what the capabilities are is extremely crucial to, you know, to everybody sitting at this table.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in my world of franchising, if a candidate isn't a good fit for us, I there's thousands of other opportunities that may be a better fit for what they're interested in, or their financial ability, and I could certainly be very happy to refer people on to other opportunities.
And I was talking to Sheb True. He runs a GAVE program at Kennesaw State University. And he says, you know, a lot of times we enlighten people that the veterans that maybe businesses they're not cut out for going into business for themselves right now. And even though that sounds negative, when you turn people away, like you're just explaining, it's actually a good thing. You just saved them a lot of heartache because you went through some, you know, kind of mental exercises with them, and it kind of turns out maybe they're just not ready for it. So veterans are able and positioned to be entrepreneurs, but sometimes they're not.
Right.
And it takes us to tell them as fellow veterans that maybe this ain't the right
or
place
not the right
you.
Time.
Right time,
yes.
Right place, right amount of...
Here's some other opportunities that you may not be aware of.
A lot go
of
back to school.
That's right.
Yeah, and I completely concur with that. You know, day one after getting out of the Army, I wouldn't have been in this position. You know, I don't think I would have been able to, you know, to handle that.
You weren't ready.
No, I mean, and, you know, just walking straight out of the military, you know, having a few years to, you know, kind of get my bearings and kind of come to, a little bit better understanding of, you know, the civilian world, because that transition is, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, your entire life changes almost instantaneously. Where you know everything is it's regimented. You know exactly when and where to be, what to do. Whereas when you get back into the civilian world, and like with me, I joined when I was 17 years old. You know, all I knew was combat and training for it. So it was a huge adjustment. But like you're saying, you know, having that ability to go straight from the military into the business world. Doesn't necessarily, line up with what that person's capable of that particular time.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to take them a little bit to, it's going to take some mentoring and learning, learning the ways of the street, before, coming back to, a venture like that.
Got to be streetwise.
Yeah. Andrew, I was just looking on this list. There is one called vet-tech.us.
Okay.
It's a startup accelerator for veteran-owned companies.
Very good.
So, yeah,
very
that,
nice.
That just might be helpful to anyone.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to look it up when we get here.
Yeah. No, I think I have looked at it. They're based out of Philadelphia, if I remember correctly, and they're helping veterans.
I'll go to the city of
for sure. Brotherly love for sure. So, but again, Atlanta, we are leading the charge to making businesses and veterans and entrepreneurs and connecting both in studio, on the air, and elsewhere. That's what we do here at Veterans Connect Radio. So. Thank you so much, everyone, for being a guest here today. Hopefully, we'll see you back again here in the studio real soon. And Brandon, I wanted to remind you that this episode of Veterans Connect Radio is made possible in part by Red Hawks Terrariums, a special therapy garden for you to enjoy all day long. Check out Red Hawks Terrariums for more information.
I will.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Yeah,
Red
my
Hawks
pleasure.
Terrariums.
And if that's right, and if your company is out there doing something interesting to generally serve your market, your community, and your profession, helping veterans along the way, reach out to us directly on the website and pitch us your story, veteransconnectradio.com. Yep. Thank you to Stone Payton, and on behalf of the entire Business Radio X family, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.